Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenians fought with artillery and heavy guns Thursday as the United States, France, and Russia stepped up efforts to secure a ceasefire. Azerbaijan said the city of Ganja had come under fire deep inside its territory. Ethnic Armenians, who control the mountain enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh inside Azerbaijan, said its main city had been shelled by Azeri forces. In a sign of growing alarm in the region, the head of a six-country military alliance that's led by Russia and includes Armenia warned that the group could intervene if Armenia's sovereignty was threatened. Continued fighting and rising tension underline the difficulties facing U.S., Russian, and French officials meeting in Geneva to try to halt fighting, in which at least 400 people have been killed since the conflict broke out on September 27th. Under international law, Nagorno-Karabakh belongs to Azerbaijan, but it is populated and governed by ethnic Armenians and broke away in an early 1990s war that killed about 30,000 people. Meantime, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Thursday he will bring diplomatic accords with the United Arab Emirates before the Israeli parliament on October 12th. Israel and the UAE signed agreements in Washington in September to normalize diplomatic ties and to forge a broad new relationship. Netanyahu said he intends to get cabinet and parliamentary ratification for a deal, which marks a strategic realignment of Middle East countries against Iran. OPEC Secretary General Mohamed Barkindo said on Thursday that the worst was over for the oil market following a price and demand collapse this year due to the coronavirus pandemic. And the U.S. state of Louisiana Thursday steeled itself for another record-breaking storm. This is VOA News. Hundreds of people were arrested in Jakarta Thursday as tens of thousands protested across Indonesia for a third day against a controversial new law that critics say will harm labor rights and the environment. Thousands of security personnel were deployed to block access to the capital and prevent workers and students from demonstrating in front of the presidential palace and parliament. Jakarta police spokesman Yusni Yunus said more than 400 people, mostly teenagers, had been arrested in the past 2 days, accused of provoking unrest during the protests. The government hopes that a new bill will attract foreign investment. This bill aims to cut red tape by amending dozens of existing laws covering taxation, labor, and environmental regulations. But labor activists and green groups, have slammed the legislation, with Amnesty International saying it was catastrophic for workers. Police had banned Thursday's demonstrations, citing coronavirus concerns, but workers and students marched anyway in dozens of cities across the archipelago. France is prepped Thursday for tighter coronavirus restrictions in several major cities 2 days after a maximum alert protocol went into force in Paris that included bar closures. The rate of positive test results for the coronavirus has risen to 9.1% from around 4.5% a month ago. French President Emmanuel Macron said that the virus has been spreading faster in recent weeks, thus the need for more restrictions. He said new measures would be similar to protocols put in place in and around the capital, as well as the region around Marseille in the south. As of Wednesday, 455 intensive care beds in Paris and its suburbs were occupied by COVID patients, more than 40% of the total, a rate the agency expects to climb rapidly in coming weeks. And hundreds of Moroccan laborers will be airlifted to Corsica this week as the French Mediterranean island races to save its clementine harvest in the face of coronavirus restrictions. With the EU's external borders closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic, farmers in southern Europe have found themselves in short supply of seasonal workers from North Africa. These people migrate north annually to pick fruit and vegetable. Corsican farmers who feared seeing their citrus fruit rot on trees chartered 5 flights to fly in more than 900 Moroccan workers after convincing French authorities to grant them special leave to enter the country. This, according to Immigration Authority Chief Didier Leschi. He said all the Moroccan workers will be tested for COVID-19 on arrival and departure, as well as 7 days after their arrival. Madrid's top regional court Thursday rejected a... That's all we have time for.